Poll: Americans overwhelmingly side with Trump on deportations. By Neil Monroe on April 23, 2025. 56% of likely voters say it is very important to deport migrant criminals, while just 5% say it is not at all important, according to a poll by Rasmussen Reports. The April 15 to 17 poll also showed that Democratic voters mirror the lopsided 11-1 national result. 43% of Democrats say deportations are very important, versus 8% who said it is not at all important. The remaining voters say the issue is somewhat important or not very important, and their voting decisions are not likely to be swayed by the issue. Related: Trump, illegals know not to come, because they're not going to make it in. Majorities of Hispanic and Black voters picked the vote-shaping very important deportations option, as did one-third of liberals. The blowout results are a political win for President Donald Trump. He is rallying public support for his vigorous pro-deportation actions as Democrats urge that border policy be governed by pro-migration judges and lawyers. President Trump posted his deportations political message on social media. "How can Biden let millions of criminals into our country, totally unchecked and unvetted, with no legal authority to do so? Yet I, in order to make up for this assault to our nation, am expected to go through a lengthy legal process, separately, for each and every criminal alien. We cannot give everyone a trial, because to do so would take, without exaggeration, 200 years," Trump said via social media. "We would need hundreds of thousands of trials for the hundreds of thousands of illegals we are sending out of the country. Such a thing is not possible to do." The Rasmussen poll also showed strong bipartisan public agreement with the law and order policy set by El Salvador's popular president, Nayib Bukele. In a second question, Rasmussen asked voters for their response to a statement that Bukele made to President Donald Trump in their Oval Office meeting. "Mr. President, you have 350 million people to liberate. You cannot just, you know, free the criminals and think crime is going to go down magically. You have to imprison them, criminals, so you can liberate 350 million Americans that are asking for the end of crime and the end of terrorism, and it can be done." 43% of Rasmussen's respondents strongly agreed with Bukele's statement, and 23% somewhat agreed with Bukele's statement. A mere 9% strongly disagreed with Bukele, including just 24% of liberals. Many polls show that Americans are ambivalent about migration. They want to like immigrants and to support migration, but they also strongly oppose migration that causes economic or civic damage to fellow Americans. And they increasingly oppose the establishment claim that the United States is a nation of immigrants and the birthright citizenship rule. But the inflow of migrant renters, consumers, and workers is a stimulus for Wall Street, business groups, progressive reporters, and the Democrats' political ambitions. Elizabeth Weibel contributed to this story.